the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'id hajata wa 'azma fi ma 'indaka raghbata. Allahumma After we discussed the part where the commander of the believers asked the Almighty Allah with the asking of the one whose craving for what is with the Almighty Allah has become intense, we reach the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam states, Allahumma azuma sultanuk. O Allah, great is your kingdom. What needs to be mentioned first in this regard is that we have to know that his kingdom, Allah's kingdom, is real. It is essential. The very first thing that distinguishes between his kingdom and the other sovereignties is that the other sovereignties are conventional. They are temporary. But Almighty Allah's sovereignty, his kingdom, is permanent. He has unlimited kingdom and his kingdom is endless. His kingdom embraces hidden and apparent beings, as well as their apparent and hidden characteristics. We have to know that there is no kingdom but his kingdom, because all other kingdoms are in need and have nothing of their own. Allah's argument and proof is great, and no one can compete with it. Wisdom, prophethood, Quran, and Imamah are his proofs with which he would reason with all the beings on the day of resurrection. In fact, these are how the Almighty Allah will refuse the false excuses of the ones who have committed sins, the ones who have avoided doing good deeds in this world. This divine supplication continues, وَعَلَى مَكَانُكَ. O Allah, lofty is your being. The Holy God has rightly praised himself in the Holy Quran as لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, nothing like a likeness of him. So he is away from every fault and error. He owns all the perfect and magnificent attributes. His attributes are the same as his essence, and his essence is the same as his attributes.
I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his needs to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
What I mean is that, for example, we have heard and we have recited ourselves in a supplication like Jawshan Kabir. The Almighty Allah has 1,000 attributes. All these attributes are not independent of each other. They are not something separate. Yet they all make His essence. So that's why we say His essence is the same as His attributes. The glorious names and lofty attributes only belong to Him. And the establishment of all beings is by means of His guardianship. The establishment of all beings is by means of His mercy, is by means of His power, His will, and His knowledge. His power is above all powers, and as we have said previously, He is the absolute cause. His might is above everyone else's. That is why His being is lofty and His status is superior to everything. That is why in this part Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Allahumma azuma sultanuk, O Allah, great is your kingdom, wa ala makanuk, and lofty is your being. So in fact, these two parts of this divine kumail supplication, they're not talking about different things. They're talking about the essence of the Almighty Allah, which has got different attributes. His kingdom is not like any other kingdom, simply because the Holy Quran states, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is no likeness of Him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing like a likeness of Him. His wisdom is unique. His prophethood is unique. His Quran is unique. His infallibles are unique. And these are the proofs that the Almighty Allah has got to reason with for all the beings on the Day of Resurrection. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.